about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, right before the first hour ended, we were talking about how a couple pharmacies in Florida were raided by the DEA because these two CVS pharmacies in Sanford, Florida had ordered more than 3 million oxycodone pills. And oxycodone is the main substrate in Percocet. Percocet's also a Tylenol with it, whereas Percodan is oxycodone proper. But Percocet is one of the most highly abused drugs right now, more than marijuana, more than Xanax even, and crack in these high schools. Percocet is huge. I think Xanax comes second. And so we were talking about, right before the hour change, how it's going to be more and more difficult for those people that have chronic pain, true chronic pain, that have been on these medications to get their pain medicines later. Whether it be access to health care with Obamacare and the changes there, whether it be insurance companies covering these medications, whether it's the DEA now going after pharmacies who are selling multiple amounts. Now, keep in mind, these two pharmacies that had 3 million oxycodone pills, you know, ordered last year, the surrounding pharmacies, the average was 69,000. So something kooky is still going on with that. But, you know, keep in mind, you got the DEA, you know, on top of it. And then you have doctors that are prescribing it less. I can't tell you how many primary care doctors are saying, not me, not going to touch it. Because there's actually a lot of sting operations now where police and DEA and narcotics officers are going in as undercover, going to the doctor, saying, look, you know, I need 100 perks. You know, I'm so glad I found you. I'll be your patient for life. I'll put positive stuff up on the internet. I mean, I know I had cops come in. All right, because that's kind of the attitude these guys have. And I don't write those types of medications. I don't. I mean, I'll write maybe 20 or 30 at a time. And what's interesting is I have such a predictable writing pattern that the pharmacy will call me and say, somebody put a number in front of your 20 or 30 and made it 120 or 130. I mean, people know me so well in my prescribing pattern that it won't even fly. So, but the truth of the matter is you're going to have doctors and nurse practitioners and PA saying, not me. I'm not going there with you. So we were talking about in the previous hour what you should do to prepare because there's this anti-pain pill movement. Now, what was interesting is it kind of started in the 90s. I remember I trained under an old farm doc and he was like, why are you guys so afraid to get pain medicines? People need them. That's why they're coming to you. Don't be cruel. Give them pain medicine. And, I mean, he had a point because here I was going, oh, my God, I'll only give you 5 pills. Well, if you've ever broken an arm, you know, or if you've ever had, I don't know, a corneal abrasion, or if you've ever, you know, had surgery, 5 pills aren't going to cut it. So, actually, we learn to be a lot more empathetic. Unfortunately, though, there's some doctors that over-empathize and they'll give 100 at a time, and the DEA is watching them. So the people that are going to be really at risk are the ones that aren't selling them, aren't abusing them to get a narcotic high. It's the ones that have been taking them for years. Now, this is an email I got from Keith and Kelly. I'm trying to see what city they wrote here. Dr. Dahlia, my name is Kelly. I just turned 43 on Friday. My husband and I are truck drivers, and I have been for 9 years. Oh, amen, sister. My question is, I'm on pain pills for fibromyalgia. I get 6 a day, and they work, but I do build a tolerance to them. I have been on them for 10 years, and the doctors constantly want me to try new stuff like Lyrica, Cymbalta, Savella. I'm concerned of these medicines and all the side effects. All right, when I'm on my pain medicine and that's all I need, why take the extra pills a day? Okay, so she goes on, and great, thank you for the question. But what's so perfect about this email is this is exactly what I'm talking about. Doctors are going to say, let's get you off the narcotics, because that's the pressure we're given. Now, you have Lyrica, you have Cymbalta, Savella. Savella is a medication that actually acts as an SSRI. It kind of acts as an antidepressant, raises your serotonin, and helps with pain. So what they're doing is they're trying to use other medications that will help wean you off the narcotics. Now, we call it, you know, mixing it up a bit. Okay, we don't want you on 5-6 pills a day. One, the medicines you're on can cause side effects. Remember, these narcotics can cause side effects. If you're taking pain pills and they're attached to Tylenol, let's say you're taking Lortab. If you're taking 6 pills a day, that's 500 milligrams of Tylenol. You're taking 3 grams of Tylenol a day. All right, that's a lot. Not to mention it's additive and it accumulates in the liver. So there's an argument that what you're taking already has side effects. So you may want to take a little holiday from the pain medicine and see what these other medicines do. Mix it up a little bit. But I got to tell you, the one thing that has always just thrown me for a loop are my patients who get into a car accident or undergo a surgery, and they are admitted to the hospital, and their pain management doctor has them on 6 to 10 pain pills a day. Well, now they broke something, and they're asking for more medicine. And here's the nurse bringing in the one Lortab and a little cup, and they're like, one Lortab, that's not going to cut it. My norm is 6 to 10 a day. And they're just crawling the walls in pain and withdrawal while they're going through that in the hospital. If you get a doctor on call that doesn't like to write pain medicines, you could be in a lot of hurt. So my recommendation is try to be on as little as possible. Because if, God forbid, there is an emergency and you need to double the dose, it'll do something. Or the amount, it'll be an amount that the hospital is comfortable with. But if you have a pretty severe surgery and they're watching your oxygen and your heart, they're not going to give you 3-4 Lortab. No way. Because that could also depress your cardiorespiratory status. So my recommendation is try some of the newer stuff, but watch that liver. Watch those kidneys and make sure your internist or family doc is working with you and your pain doctor. Okay? When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. We're coming up on a break. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled Penreath's Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the unvitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right. When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with both bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess people drinking raw milk from a farm back east has caused an outbreak of illness that's now sickened dozens in New Jersey, West Virginia, Maryland. They say Campylobacter bacteria is believed to be the bacterial infection that these people are getting from drinking raw milk. All right. Now, again, I don't know why. I guess it's your family cow farm is the one that sells the raw milk. I don't know why people would drink raw milk. You need it pasteurized. We talk about pasteurized. Pasteurized doesn't sterilize, but it heats it up enough to the point that it does kill a lot of the bacterial that are pathogens. So apparently right now, I guess the raw milk has a 10-day shelf life. So the State Department is now warning people. They say if you freeze it, it could last longer, and to get rid of it. If you are a fan of raw milk, please clue me in as to why, all right, you know, getting this nasty bacteria illness, I don't think is going to be the highlight of your year, especially since Campylobacter can still kill you. All right, so another possible outbreak may be this tick illness. Have you guys been following this whole thing in New York where a bunch of teens are having a Tourette-like illness? They're having these ticks. Well, now they're thinking not only could be infectious, but they think Facebook and YouTube are spreading it. They think people are looking at the ticks where, you know, you have these uncontrollable face and body twitching, etc. And I guess the victims are girls, okay, between age 13 and 18. And as people are watching this, they're then acquiring this neuropsychiatric syndrome, this pediatric acute onset neuropsychiatric syndrome called PANS, okay? They think that YouTube and Facebook, because people are watching it, they're picking it up. And, I mean, we still don't know why. I think Aaron Brockovich is getting involved trying to figure out if it's the water or if it's something, looking at the soil, natural gas, etc. But I guess there was a meeting and the parents were screaming at school officials and the State Department. But right now, they can't find anything. I mean, they've ruled out environmental factors. They're maybe looking at genetics, head trauma. They don't know what all these people have. Right now, 19 cases and one adult. Now, do I believe something like this could happen? Absolutely. All right. I had a weakness, I should say, in medical school. Now, I don't know if it's because I was tired, but it happened once, and it was so weird, where somebody came in with an eye twitch. And I helped her through it, you know. I think we tried a little Valium or something. And that night, I developed it. It was very mild. It would just come and go. But I remember having it for a good couple weeks. Well, it finally went away. And then another patient came in with an eye twitch, and I got it back again. Okay. Then finally, that went away, and I've never had one again. Now, I remember telling my husband, what the heck is going on? He's like, well, maybe you're so emotionally spent, you know, you're being really empathetic with these people. I'm like, not any more than anybody else. There was a torsed testicle in the ER the other day. I didn't have groin pain. You know, why did that happen? And I remember telling my husband and telling the nurses, don't give me anybody with a eye twitch, because for some reason mine will come back. Now, it never did. And I've seen patients with eye twitches, and so far so good. But it was so odd. I couldn't think of any medical reason for that to happen. I mean, somebody could say, well, maybe you've always had it, and you just noticed it. But no, because you feel the twitch. You feel the movement. Now, that was years ago, probably 12, 15 years ago in training, all right? Years ago. But it happened to me. So you're looking at this. The only thing that stinks is these teenagers. Now, I'm not saying these particular teenagers, but, you know, we hear of these groups of teenagers that do weird things, okay? I mean, we've talked about the weird things. We even talked about these preteens doing rape tag. You guys heard about that on the in the schoolyard? I forget where the school is, but these fifth graders, what you do is you play freeze tag, but instead of unfreezing the person by climbing under their legs, you thrust your hips at them like you're having sex or involved in rape, and then that unfreezes them. Okay, so we know kids do stupid things, all right? So you don't know if all these people are like, oh, my gosh, we could get out of school. We could get out of finals. You know, let's do this. Let's become famous. Let's get on Facebook. We could be called the Twitch people. I don't know. But it's not looking like it. It's looking like there is some sort of a neurological thing going on. It's just right now they can't figure it out. They can't trace it anywhere. They don't know if it's the water. They don't know why it's just them. But I really think it could happen, you looking at somebody and then you picking it up. Now, you know, one of my pitfalls is I will pick up accents, and I don't mean to. I love accents. I love talking like I'm from the South. I just love it. I love talking from the South. Okay, I love that, but I don't do it in jest. If I have a patient that's from the South and I spend any significant amount of time with them, I will leave the room talking in that accent. All right. Same thing if I have somebody from, you know, Europe or like British. Also, you know, I have a gentleman that comes in every couple weeks, you know, talking about his blood pressure and, you know, needing his tea. And, you know, after I leave, and I don't do it to make fun of him. It's just I pick up accents. And maybe not that well. I do a horrible Cockney, and I have trouble with my Australian. And French I don't do that well, but I just pick things up. So having transference is not that rare. You could very easily do it. Okay? Now, put a liberal in the room with me. No, I'm probably not going to pick that up. But I do pick up accents. Now, another thing that happens to me is migraines. Okay? I could go all month without a migraine. Then a patient comes in talking about their throbbing headache, and I'm done for, and I get that migraine. So what I'm telling you is, A, don't come to me with an eye twitch or a migraine. No, you can come to me. But this whole transference idea, very real, very, very real. Do I think these kids are faking it? No, I don't. I think there's something kooky going on, and I'm watching it. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if you know, maybe a couple of them threw themselves in, or some future people throw themselves in so they get some notoriety. But no, I really think that some sort of a tick condition is contagious. Absolutely. You know, they say obesity is contagious. They say if you have friends that like to eat, right, that like fattening foods, you pick up on it. I mean, look at us with Super Bowl. You know, somebody dips into the dip, you're going to do that too. You know, it's very contagious. You do mimicry as a human. We've seen monkeys do it, chimpanzees do it. Well, as people, we do mimicry. We do. And we had talked about this last week, how they said people pleasers are going to be more likely to overeat. You know, if you're sitting there dining with somebody and you're talking and they reach for their fork and take a bite, you're going to stop to take a bite with them. Yet if somebody says, I'm not eating, and slams their fork down, you find it uncomfortable to eat. Well, that's all mimicry. We do that a lot. And I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist. I'm a family doc. But it's a very, very common concept we see in psychiatry. And so, you know, a lot of times you need to not, I mean, especially if you're trying to diet, you can't look at your eating mate, you know, digging into lobster or digging into steak. You know, because you will want to eat that same thing, or you'll want to eat as they're eating and the same pace. They've actually found you'll want to eat at the same pace. It's very frustrating. You know, everybody says don't eat alone because you could choke. And they're right. I never recommend you eating alone. But then I think you need to talk to your buddy and say, look, okay, don't eat quickly. All right, let's come up with some guidelines, because we're going to just copy each other. We're going to be done with food within 5-10 minutes. And, oh, I could scarf down a steak like nothing. You know, so you got to tell people, look, let's slow it down. Let's slow it down. I listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. The what show? Show. I know. I hate that. I host a medical show. Oh, yeah, what's it called? The Dr. Dahlia show. Huh? No. But anyway, just a thought. Okay. All right. Actually, no, we got some great news with ratings, and I really want to thank you all, because without you, my show wouldn't be here. So, honestly, thank you all. Okay, we're going to be coming back on break. In the meantime, I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia. You can follow me on Facebook. And remember, there's a 24/7 stream on my website that hooks you into Genesis Communications, so you can listen to my show 24/7. You're bored at work, you're working on a project in your garage, you can listen to it 24/7. Woohoo! Cool stuff. All right, we're coming back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through IncomeAtHome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend IncomeAtHome.com to all of my listeners. So visit IncomeAtHome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I want to give a big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for networking and syndicating the show. We got Kyle working the dials, and a big thanks to you for listening to our show. It has been a wonderful 3 years, and I hope we have another 30 plus more. Thank you all for tuning in. By the way, if I don't read your email on air, you should be getting a personal email back. I answer each and every one, unless, of course, you're trying to push a product or trying to get on as an interview. You know, sometimes those are kind of difficult. I apologize. But for the medical questions, I get to. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, I have a... Five nipples. Do you want to interview me? No, I don't. You know, a lot of people have multiple nipples. That's okay. I don't need to interview that, okay? All right. Interesting story with the JFK intern. You guys heard this story the last couple days? 19-year-old intern Mimi Alford claims in a book that she had an 18-month affair with John F. Kennedy. She's now a grandmother. She said she kept it under wraps for over 40 years, was never going to say something. But apparently there was another story that had broke, I guess, a biography of Kennedy. And there were portions published about her affair. She had no intention of divulging this, keeping it secret. But her name was revealed, I guess, 8 years ago. So then she ends up, well, you know what? I might as well make a book out of this. And, you know, who knows? Probably make money. So anyway, she says she had to take control of the story and tell her side. So from what I understand, where it all started was she was invited by an aide to go for a midday swim in the White House pool. And the president was there. He invited her to have some evening drinks. She said she was a virgin at the time. The first lady was gone. They had sex in the bedroom. She lost her virginity. An aide in a White House car took her home afterwards. She says he never kissed her on the lips. So that was very interesting. And, yeah, I think a pretty woman, remember? Yeah, yeah, she was a prostitute, but she wouldn't, you know, kiss you on the lips. It was too personal. And she said she consoled him during the death of his infant child, Patrick Bovia Kennedy. She said he was with them, you know, pretty emotionally. So she just was a booty call. She was, a mistress. And, you know, this is the first, you know, rumor that surfaced about JFK. I mean, JFK was definitely one of the most handsome ones. But, you know, it's interesting because the media and the paparazzi weren't all over him like they are now. So a lot of people are really, really shocked, like something could, like this could happen. And, again, I'm not saying if it's true or not, but when I have somebody that's in my office just bawling because she was cheated on by her husband, now I get a lot of men cheated on by women too, but when I have women crying, saying, it's me, I'm not, you know, beautiful, I didn't try hard enough, I wasn't this, you know, I tell them, I go, look, you know, if Jacqueline Kennedy could be cheated on, Jackie Kennedy, if Jennifer Aniston could be cheated on, I mean, we all can, all right? It has nothing to do with you. Same thing, men. You know, if your lady cheats on you, all right, and she says, you know, oh, well, you know why, you gained weight after we got married, or you burp and fart too much. No, she's saying that because she's trying to get out of her own guilt. You know, many people, when they cheat, to get out of their own guilt, they talk themselves into, well, I had to do it. My wife or husband got fat. They wouldn't shower or wear deodorant. They mistreated me. And they do that to kind of find a reason to feel better. And then, unfortunately, the victim of the one that, you know, of being cheated on also loses any ounce of self-respect and grows a huge inferiority complex in addition to having been cheated on. And I need to tell them, look, anybody could be cheated on. It's the cheater that has the problem, not the one who was cheated on. So, I mean, interesting story, interesting account. Do I think JFK had an affair with Marilyn Monroe? I don't know. And I really, really don't care. You know, I know. I mean, nowadays, boy, they would be crucified. I mean, what Bill Clinton did, he got off easy. Now, nowadays, no one's going to get off like that. And honestly, you know, I really don't think it's appropriate. I really don't. I mean, you know, what happened with Bill Clinton and the whole cigar thing made us look like the laughingstock of the world, right? Our president of the United States, you know, playing around with phallic things in the Oval Office and then the dress. I mean, just stupid stuff. Stupid stuff, okay? Keep your private lives private. And just wait to get out of the White House to do whatever you want to do, okay? I mean, if you really don't want to stay married, then fine, do it out of the White House, okay? And divorce your wife, let her move on with her life, and don't give her STDs. Okay, that's all I'm saying on that subject. Okay, so next on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so doctors are saying family members need to take more responsibility if their loved ones are getting dementia. Now, last week, we did the Alzheimer's test on air. And one of the reasons why that came out is the medical community is really trying to recruit family. Now, usually family is the one. Family is the one to bring it up to the doctor. But a lot of family, they don't take their mom or dad or aunt or uncle or grandma or grandpa to the doctor. So the doctor, you know, asks them questions like, wait a second, something's not right here. And so the medical community now really wants you to get involved. Now, Medicare is supposed to pay for a screening. Lord knows how to code it to get that done. But there are things that we could do to screen. Even though I gave you all that test, and if you're looking for it, it's on my Facebook page. I don't know if I'm supposed to print those things because of copyright issues on my website, but for some reason I'm allowed to post them on Facebook. So I'm doing that just to play it safe. I'm not going to spend money on a copyright attorney. Lord knows. No need to do that. But at least on my Facebook page, I can put those things down. Just scroll down. But, you know, and you don't have to be, a medical professional. I mean, you know your family member. The problem is sons and daughters, they compensate. You know, it's interesting. My mom, she has her faculty. She's a very smart woman. But every now and then, I see she misses a step. Just misses a step. And I'm like, what? You know, and then she catches herself. But a lot of times, I'm like, all right, it's nothing. I'm going to go about my day. Keep an eye on those. Keep an eye on those. And I know I'm missing steps, too. I used to have people's birthdays memorized, their phone numbers memorized. You know, now I ask my husband, what's your mom's number? He's like, you don't know my mom's number? No, what is it? I don't have it memorized. So, you know, I used to memorize everything. And so, you know, as we age, we get a little mentally lazy. It happens. But just don't compensate for what a family member does. Just keep an open eye and open ear and go, okay, that's odd. All right, that's odd. Something's not right. Just, you know, don't try to brush over it and take over the memory lapse. Because remember, when it comes to dementia or Alzheimer's, we need to intervene early. And that's all the medical committee wants out of that. All right. Also in medical news today, they say green tea apparently slows disability with age. They said that elderly adults who drink green tea regularly are more agile and independent than their peers that don't. This is a Japanese study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. They say 13% of adults who drink less than a cup of green tea per day became functionally disabled. Right? As opposed to 7% of people who drank 5 cups a day. Oh my gosh, how do you get 5 cups a day in you? I'd be peeing the whole time. But they said those that drank more green tea were more active, more social. They go, maybe it's because people who drink green tea eat better, eat more vegetables, maybe are more active. I mean, to make a cup of tea 5 times a day, you gotta get up a lot. Right? That's some work. So, you know, I mean, there could be more to it. They say green tea lovers usually have healthier diets, eat more fish, vegetables, fruit. Sometimes they'll smoke less. You know, so maybe that's part of it. But this isn't the first time we heard good things about green tea. So, pretty cool things. All right. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Guys, let's do it. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Now, many of you know I really can't stand computers. They're very frustrating to me, but I really hate the printer. I cannot stand the printer. It gets jammed. Sometimes it has a burning smell to it. It's always out of toner. Then you spend a couple $100 on toner, and then you need a new drum. So, you know, basically every month, it's almost cheaper to buy a new printer. Well, finally, something has made me like printers. Lately in the news, they've been saying, or they've been actually bragging about making body parts using printer technology. Well, today in the news, they were able to create a lower jaw that has been fitted into an 83-year-old woman's face, basically by using a 3D printer. Now, the transplant was carried out in the Netherlands, right? And I'm sure they spent a pretty penny. Honestly, these printers really burn a hole in your pocket. But the implant was made out of titanium powder. It was heated and fused together by a laser one layer at a time. They say the operation's success paves the way for the use of more 3D printed patient-specific parts. Can you believe it? I would love a new ovary. I really would. Something that gives off plenty of hormones. So, yeah, just print away. All right. So the patient involved had developed a chronic bone infection. They believe reconstructive surgery would have been risky. So she opted for the new technology. Now, remember, a bone and a jawbone with the TMJ, the temporal mandibular joint, you know, it's articulating and it's difficult. You know, you have to have proper cavities. You got to have the muscle attachment, blood vessels, grooves to direct the regrowth of these vessels and nerves, etc. But they said once they received the digital design, it printed in a few hours. I mean, this is cool. The part was split up automatically into 2D layers, and then we sent those cross sections to the printing machine. They use a laser beam to melt successive thin layers of the titanium powder together to build the part. It took 33 layers to build 1 millimeter of height. So obviously they need thousands of layers to build this jawbone. But I mean, these printers, they go quick. All right. And then once completed, they got to do a bioceramic coating, and then they got to attach it to the woman's face, which took 4 hours, but still a fifth of the time required for the traditional type of reconstructive surgery. Patient was able to talk. And then after a day or so, she was able to swallow. She was able to go home after 4 days. Now, her new jaw weighs 107 grams, okay? It is going to be heavier than her original jaw, but they said she could get used to it. Now, I mean, they're even playing with making blood vessels out of this 3D printing. This is some really cool stuff. Am I the only one excited by this? I mean, you make a jaw out of a 3D printer. I mean, I know I cannot stand computers. I can't stand them, but this stuff is way cool. Just cool. Now, in computer news also, a lot of panic today because Facebook revealed that many of your deleted photos are still viewable 3 years later. So this new timeline system they have on Facebook, I guess, could bring up deleted photos. I don't see any of my deleted photos. But honestly, people, you know, why are you so shocked? Why are you so shocked with this whole deleted photo thing? I mean, whenever I delete something on my computer and I go, oops, my bad, where do I go? I go to the recycling bin, right? So if you have a recycling bin on your computer, that means it didn't, you know, permanently delete. So you clicking a delete post or delete something doesn't mean the delete is permanent. Now, in regards to medical records and electronic medical records, okay, I know people are still very wary about what's going on with the computer age. I am. I'm very, you know, confused and very concerned because you hear about the CIA getting hacked, the Senate getting hacked. Somebody else got hacked today. I forget. It was a huge company, high security, got hacked. I can't think the name. So we hear about hacking all the time. So, you know, patients like Dahlia, you know, if we have to go electronic, I'm not comfortable with that. I don't trust my information being accessible computer-wise and on the internet like the government wants it to be. So one prediction I have, which we talked about on the show a few days ago, is once everything goes electronic, the pendulum is going to swing back the other way. You're going to have patients say, all right, Dahlia, I talked to you about cheating on my husband, or Dahlia, I talked to you about having herpes. Don't put that in my record. Take it out of the computerized record and have a paper file on me. So we're going to start seeing patients say, put this in the paper record, but put in my online record, even though there's supposed to be firewalls and security, the superficial stuff. So like I say, you know, it was all paper. Then the pendulum is going to be forced to swing to all electronic so everybody could communicate with each other across country, across the world. And then patients are going to get tired of the security breaches and say, go back to paper. And if we aren't allowed to go back to paper because insurance won't pay us, then they're going to say, have a separate chart. I'm going to tell you what to put in my electronic file, and then you have the real juicy stuff in the paper chart. So the pendulum is just going to swing back and forth. So I don't know what the answer is. Again, I don't know much about computers. All right, we keep saying computers are safe. We keep saying there's no glitches, but there aren't. Okay, there are glitches. Was it Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook hacked even? Right? I mean, this guy's supposed to be a pro with all this. Even his Facebook was hacked. So, again, the trust I have in the computer world isn't there to match the demand to have everybody's records accessible online to each other. Yet, I still think we have to work out a lot of kinks, but I'm not going to be surprised if patients ask for that. All right, in more news, technology news, there's going to be headphones that I guess have been developed by Japanese researchers that can actually tell which ear they're in. You know when you put earphones into one ear and you're like, no, this has to go into the right or this has to go into the left? What they're doing now is making them set where they could read your ear canal. They know exactly what angle, where your eardrum is, etc., so they could form to it. This is some pretty cool stuff. And they may actually later be able to transpose into even hearing aids. You know how you lose a hearing, you know, you're like, okay, does this go on the right? Does this go on the left? So apparently the equipment sends a weak electrical charge, then it uses a sensor to see if it could figure out where it's flowing. The current flows along the user's skin. Then the equipment allows the sound to be played in stereo. But for them to kind of figure out the ducts is pretty cool stuff. Honestly, I'm pretty excited about science. Okay, we're going to be coming up pretty soon on the end of the show. One thing I wanted to talk about was, this social media addiction is getting worse than alcohol and cigarettes. And, you know, in the radio industry, we've been arguing back and forth. I mean, do we really have to push Twitter and Facebook as much as we do? I mean, stations are hiring people to actually do this type of social media. And it's almost enabling and encouraging and recycling this addiction. I mean, we're having, it's not just a kid thing. It's not just a teenager thing. I mean, we're having such a frenzy with businesses and car companies and manufacturers, et cetera, to do this Facebook, Twitter thing that we're really, I think, becoming overly dependent. So they were talking about how they found that social media is even more, it's considered more addictive now than alcohol and cigarettes. And they say it may even cost more later to, I guess, desensitize people and de-addict them, help them withdraw. I think it's ridiculous, but it's true. People become very addicted to the internet. We talked about that. We talked about, you know, addictions to gambling, addictions to video games. There's all that manipulation. But if you could join us for the next hour, we're going to talk about online dating and some pitfalls psychologists have been talking about. But if you could stay on, great. If not, have a great rest of the way home, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 4 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.